Biggest trials of my childhood was my young brother George. He was a small, pale-faced little boy with black eyes. He was always on the lookout for mischief, and to this day he bears the scars of some of his escapades. He was forever tormenting me. Calling me names was a favourite form of torture. In spite of all this, I felt responsible for him, and was always dreading that something dreadful would happen to him, and that he would come to an untimely end unless I had him constantly in sight, and this annoyed him. He didn't want his sister always hanging around. His playmates were far more friendly towards me. George Palmer, Whiff Martwell and Fred Hitch treated me with far more respect. Having a small, pale face and being able to look so innocent and angelic was a great advantage for my brother. One could never suspect him of taking live mice to school. He looked too timid for such a crime. He wasn't very fond of school, and quite often he could even deceive my mother by putting on that pathetic expression and holding his stomach and looking sick. He got away with it and was able to get many mornings away from school. It became noticeable how quickly he recovered when the school bell ceased to ring and it turned 9 o'clock. His appetite returned and he took an interest in all around. In time, this was his downfall, and my mother became heartless to his aches and pains, and he was ordered off to school in no uncertain manner. We all loved the days when the threshing tackle came to our yard. How we ran home from school on those days, and all other children became friendly and trooped home with us. There was such fun to be had in our yard. The puffing steam engine with Peggy at the wheel, my father giving orders, so many jobs to be done, 3 men sent to the corn stack, and 3 on the straw stack, another feeding the drum, another minding the chaff, and 1 or 2 strong men carrying those big sacks of corn into the barn for storage. One job my father gave us children, some thought it was great fun, but I was a skinny child and not very strong, and I didn't care very much for this job. It was chaff treading. We had a chaff house, and it was our job to pack into it as much chaff as possible. Round and round we stamped, falling over and rolling about in the chaff. We got chaff in our hair, down our necks, and even in our mouths. Another job we were expected to do was to keep the tub of water, which fed that steam engine, full. Up and down we worked the pump handle. It wasn't hard work, but it was monotonous. I remember my brother sat on the edge of that tub of water, dangling his legs on its sides. He had been cautioned about the danger of falling backwards, but as usual, he never heeded caution, and back he fell with such a splash. He was soon pulled out, spluttering and gasping and soaking wet. Children have queer likes and dislikes. What we liked best of all was to be armed with long sticks, spits they were called, to kill the rats and mice, which were usually to be found at the bottom of any stack. We waved our sticks about, shouted and screamed. Many a time we got late for school because we stayed too long in the dinner hour taking part in this enjoyable sport. When the thrashing was done during the school holidays, we had the extra pleasure in joining the men for docky. We had a big kitchen, and my mother always had the docky ready in good time, with plates of ham or fat pork and pickles and hunks of bread and butter, finishing with a large slice of cake or jam tart, all washed down with large cups of cocoa. Some of the men preferred to have their donkey in the barn, and I would take jugs of cocoa to them. The chief topic of conversation was how the corn was turning out, how many coombs per acre compared with Normans, Ruins, Hilro Fen, and other parts of the neighbourhood. Peggy was the last to come in for his donkey and the first to go back to work, stoking up his engine and getting steam up again. It was all hard and dirty work, but they were tough, hard-working men. I tell you.